It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Wednesday brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, let's go back to his original number one. It hit number one top of the charts on this date in
1991.
And as Alan Jackson only has three shows and concerts left on his tour before he fully retires, we'll go back to that first number one for him.
If tomorrow I found one,
and if you'd asked me, I would have never guessed that this was the first number one.
I'd love
all over. But in 1991, I'd Love You All Over Again put AJ on the top of the charts for the very first time. And the song was all written as an anniversary present of sorts to his high school sweetheart, Denise.
Aww.
They got married in December of 1979, and he wrote this song for her on their 10th anniversary in 1989, one rainy evening in a hotel room by himself in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I mean, he was still very much trying to just make a go of it at the time. Didn't have a lot of money, so, hey, he kind of handmade a present for her.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and it hit number one, so there you go. And you'll even in the song lyrics notice 10 years have come and gone, and a couple other little notes in that. So definitely written by AJ for that special occasion. Also, pretty cool to write the first ever number one you have. That's very awesome. Now, song was released in 1990, fifth and final single out of that big debut studio album Here in the Real World. So it was his first number one, but AJ had definitely flirted with the top of the chart leading up to that. In fact, Here in the Real World came out. That chopped out at number three. Wanted, number three. Chasing That Neon Rainbow, the song right before this one, number two on the chart. And then I'd Love You All Over Again finally topped it. Out of all the songs Alan Jackson released, all but seven have reached the top 40 or higher. 26 number one hits.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Aw.
Not bad for a handmade present, huh? Back to 1991, their anniversary song and his first number one. That's the Flashback. It's AJ.